We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, fully vaccinated Lindsey Graham has a breakthrough infection. He says it's like a sinus infection, but he is quarantining.
Yes.
After Joe Biden told us a week ago that it's the unvaccinated who are getting this and spreading this, and then we had to find out. I'm still not over this. I mean, how the big story here is that the CDC flat out lied to us for weeks. I mean, as they're literally on television flapping their jaws saying, oh, well, you know, it's unvaccinated spread. Their internal documents said the opposite. That's what's so stunning. And we found that out from the Washington Post on Friday. The whole time their internal documents were saying, oh, by the way, the unvaccinated spread it, or the vaccinated spread it just as much as the unvaccinated. And they were lying on television. I'm just lying. I can't believe this. It's so in your face. And you have to ask why. Why are we doing it?
Well, and plus the whole hypocrisy of the situation where every single variation of anything that Donald Trump said compared to anything that Anthony Fauci or anybody else of the CDC said during the early stages of the pandemic was, you know, hyper scrutinized. And of course, they were trying to make the president look bad as possible anytime that there was any type of discrepancy between the two stories. And yet we have this prime example of the CDC saying one thing one day and something else the next day when they actually had the information on the day that they said one thing that negated what they said the previous day. And there's no media outcry, no social media banning or anything.
Yeah, I'll call what it is. It's lying.
Yeah.
When your internal documents, your internal data says the unvaccinated are spreading it at the same rate as the vaccinated, and you go out and tell people the opposite, that's a lie. And they don't deserve to be believed on anything else. And the only way to really handle it, I think, is for Rochelle Walensky to resign. She should resign.
Yeah. And if this were a Republican administration, that would be called for.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not going to be because we have a Democrat administration.
Think about this for a minute. Like, let's just back off the politics for a second. The whole time Rochelle Walensky is on television lying to you and saying it's the unvaccinated spreading it, and she knows the vaccinated are spreading it at the same rate. Do you know how many people who are vaccinated? Hearing that on a loop went, oh, I'm vaccinated. I can go visit my fill-in-the-blank here, my elderly aunt, my mother who I love at the nursing home, you know, my friend who has cancer. I'm vaccinated. See, Rochelle Walensky said I can't spread it. I mean, this is about human life. This is not just about they're a bunch of liars. And I don't understand for the life of me why they get away with these. It's not just lying. It is putting lives at risk, and they do it every day. And then there's this, Lee. As they're whooping the terror over, you know, COVID and Delta and all this. Okay, if it's really that bad, we now have conclusive evidence that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine make a dramatic difference in survival rates, like night and day.
And you're talking about for the treatment of those who have it.
Yes.
I mean, that's what that's...
And for preventing it. And for preventing... Listen to this. This is from the Wall Street Journal today, okay? This is what's amazing. You can't say this even though it's in the Wall Street Journal. Headline, why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? And it's about ivermectin.
And that's in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, in the Wall Street Journal.
And they have not been deplatformed.
Not yet. In the Wall Street Journal, if you want to look it up yourself, why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? Listen to this, okay? Ivermectin fights 21 viruses, including SARS-CoV-2, which is COVID-19. A single dose reduced the viral load of SARS-CoV-2 cells by 99.8% in 24 hours and 99.98% in 48 hours.
Good grief.
That's according to just one of the 70 studies now, this one in the journal Antiviral Research. Listen to this. Some 70 clinical trials are evaluating the use of ivermectin for treating COVID-19. But here's the statistically significant evidence they have so far. This is from one of those. Of 115 patients with COVID-19 who received a single dose of ivermectin, none developed pneumonia or cardiovascular complications, compared to 11% of those who got nothing.
Right.
That is huge.
Yeah, that's major.
Okay, fewer ivermectin patients develop respiratory disease, 2% versus 15.8. That's massive. Fewer required oxygen. Listen to this. 9.6% of the ivermectin patients versus a whopping 45.9% of those who had COVID and got nothing. They're denying us this. Fewer required antibiotics, 15% for the ivermectin versus 60% for those with just regular COVID. And listen to this. This is the kicker. How many went into intensive care on ivermectin? 0.1%, not 1%, 0.1% versus 8.3% for those not on anything.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It's staggering.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. Ivermectin-treated patients tested negative faster in 4 days versus 15 for the control group who had, just had COVID. They cite another study in Biochemical and Biophysical Research Communications in that journal. They looked at what happened after ivermectin was given to family members of confirmed COVID-19 patients. Listen to this. Less than 8% became infected versus a whopping 58.4% of those untreated.
Wow.
And so the headline on this, and this is a legit question from the Wall Street Journal, not a conspiracy news site. Why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? Why? Because I think that there are people who don't want the pandemic to end. Meanwhile, one of the heroes of the pandemic, Dr. Stella Emanuel, you know what's amazing about her? She has treated over 1,500 COVID patients. You know how many she's lost? Zero. Do you think we should listen to her?
I think that
would be a good thing. She's just filed a $100 million lawsuit against CNN for slander because she was one of the white coats who held the press conference saying, no, please let us use hydroxychloroquine. It works. We have all treated patients with it. We're having astounding levels of success with it. Please let us do it. Well, she's suing them now because all these studies have come out showing, the increase in your survival rate on hydroxychloroquine and zinc is between 100 and 200% higher. Those are staggering numbers. Here is part of her argument in her lawsuit, and I certainly hope she takes them to the cleaners. A new study demonstrated that COVID-19 with hydroxychloroquine, treating COVID-19 with hydroxychloroquine makes patients 84% less likely to be hospitalized. That's huge. Only one patient from the group treated with hydroxychloroquine died, while 13 people in the other group died. I mean, these are massive numbers, Lee. You're talking about tens of thousands of people saved if we could have used this. And she says she says in her lawsuit, the elite, this is what her lawyer wrote in the brief, the elites are suppressing hydroxychloroquine because they want the public to feel helpless against the virus. That is a legit question this morning.
I have to ask this financial question. What pharmaceutical company is responsible for these two drugs?
Here's the interesting part. Moderna makes ivermectin.
Okay,
we're supposed to trust their vaccine, but they're not there.
I was just going to say, I wonder if it's because these are not the right companies for some of these investors and they're concerned. But then if it's the same company, then that sort of negates that whole theory. So never mind.
These, you know what it is, though, I think? These drugs are cheap. My husband and I just bought hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. We got both. And I'm not going to go into why. It's a long story. Just to have them on hand mainly. Yeah. But and they are very cheap, extremely affordable. And I'm just going to come out and say it, not as profitable as a shot. It's not. So I think that's part of it. But, I mean, we have to ask serious questions. And the Wall Street Journal is this morning, so I'm glad this has gone mainstream. Why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? By the way, you could take both of these prophylactically. And so that is why, and I had a ton of requests for this yesterday. We got our drugs from America's Frontline Doctors. That is, it's a legit doctor's appointment. It's, over the phone. It's $90. And you can go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org, and they will consult with you. And you can get what's called a prophylactic pack. It's a year's worth. So you could begin taking it preventatively if you would like. And you can get ivermectin and you can get hydroxychloroquine. So if you are walking around and you're watching Lindsey Graham, he's fully vaccinated and he's got this and you're like, oh, my gosh, I've got a medical condition. Don't be scared. You have another option. It is safe. It is effective. And it really wallops this disease. Not a perfect cure, but it's really good. I don't know why they don't want you to know about it, but I want you to have it if you want it. And you can go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org. You can make your appointment. It says on the site, three days to call back. We found it to be 10. But just keep your phone on you, and they will call you, and they'll write the prescription, and you can get it. They're very understanding about, you know, the fear people have. And for those who are unvaccinated as well, they have vaccine hesitancy. This is a way that you can keep yourself safe as well. So options for definitely both, and a way to get it, because I know a lot of doctors are scared to prescribe it. They're not. So americasfrontlinedoctors.org. And the question remains, why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? Wall Street Journal. So, you know what's funny, Lee? I was afraid to post this on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
I can imagine. The Wall Street Journal, but I'm really afraid because, I mean, I don't know how many more strikes I got.
Yeah.
I mean, so you want to talk about science denial killing people? Here we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pull this from the what the heck really weird news file. I'm just going to tell you all about this. You make of it what you want. Maybe nothing. It's just weird. Yeah, the one we keep the congressional UFO report in. Oh, but it's so interesting. It just draws you like a moth to the flame. Headline from the UK Daily Mail, where we go to find out what is going on in America because no one will tell us here. It's a wonder they're still allowed to do it there, honestly. Headline, fourth Capitol riot cop. So, Capitol police officer, Capitol riot cop, just 26 years old, God bless him, commits suicide. Fourth? What do you mean, like, fourth member of the Capitol police agency? No. Fourth Capitol riot cop. In other words, the four who were there on January 6th, they weren't all there. The fourth? Yes. His name was Kyle DeFreitag. He responded to the Capitol insurrection on January 6th and had worked the later shift that day. He was positioned outside the Capitol. Had been a Metropolitan Police Department officer for 5 years. The fourth? So we're talking about people actively deployed to the Capitol on January 6th. Four of them are dead. Okay. Maybe it doesn't mean anything. What do you think? 800-347-1063. That's the Ingalls Markets talk line. You can join us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, yesterday my wife tried to have lunch at Zaxby's on Woodruff Road and then at a Mexican place, and both were closed for lack of workers. Another texter writes, had a coworker tell my boss he should find out and tell everyone who is vaxxed and who is not. The signaling some are engaging in is sickening. I'm thankful to have natural immunity. And since I'm healthy, don't want to mess with my body, already know how to do that, at least not until we have some more information about long-term effects of the shot. Text writes, Tara, so you can get vaccinated and still get COVID, spread it to others, and still get hospitalized with it. Does that sound like a vaccine to you? No, it's a gene therapy. Start calling it what it is. All right, so we got all of that going on. Meanwhile, did you see this? Martin Kulldorff, we're going to get into this. Harvard virologist who is finally getting some FaceTime on television, and I like to see that because he's one of the few who has gotten this COVID thing right from the beginning. Wait till you hear what he has to say about what we should be doing right now with the Delta variant. All that coming up on the show. Plus, the reaction, from Sky News, which is essentially the Fox outlet in Australia. It's as popular as Fox is there, here, over there. To feeling the effects of America's main export now. And what is our biggest export? Speech control and authoritarianism. And he's saying what I've been saying. Australia needs to do something. Yeah, you know what you need to do? You need to block our tech companies at the border. That's what you need to do. You need to get them out of your country now. You'll see why coming up next. You heard about what's going on in Australia? Oh, man. The COVID restrictions are over the top there. And I know what's happening. Our officials are looking at theirs and going, wow, I wish you could do that. They have literally dispatched the military to go door to door in Sydney to make sure people aren't leaving their neighborhoods because that is the lockdown. The military. Well, they must have a lot of deaths that... No. How many did they have in Sydney? 7-day rolling average. How many was that again? One? Some 80-year-old guy? One. Uh-huh. And they dispatched the military. Yep. Folks, our elites are watching this. They want to do it. They want to see how far they could push it. They don't know, but they're testing right now. That's how intense these COVID restrictions are getting. I mean, you need to look around the world to see what's going on. It is an eye-opener. And it's not justified by the deaths. This is a pure power grab. We are, again, Australia, like us, at an all-time low for the pandemic. We have not been this low in deaths since the pandemic started. A mere 274 in the entire country in a week. Down from 1,094 in February of this year. We should be celebrating. There should be a ticker tape parade. But no. This past weekend, thousands of police were deployed in rings around the metropolitan areas to stop people from assembling to protest in Australia. This after tens of thousands spilled out. Massive protest in Australia. The Australian Army's been dispatched to keep citizens compliant, locked down, and in their homes. They are not allowed to leave their neighborhoods, and they're going door to door to make sure people are in their homes where they're supposed to be. The vaccination rate in Australia is approximately 20%. The government intends to keep everyone locked down until the vaccination rate reaches 70%. Oh my gosh. That means estimates are that Australians will remain locked down for the remainder of the year. Okay. In the middle of this, what can only be called a war against the Australian people by their military and their government. I mean, this is scary stuff. Google suddenly blocks Sky News. Yep, YouTube. Sky News. Now, Sky News is the Fox News affiliate of Australia. It's started by some of the same people. It's basically the same thing and equally popular. Blocked. They're in a 7-day suspension right now. So you can still see their YouTube channel, but there's nothing posted to it. They claim they took them down for misinformation weeks and months ago in videos they did on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. What kind of misinformation are we talking about? Oh, they quoted published peer-reviewed studies. We can't quote published peer-reviewed studies in major medical journals? Nope. No. Not when they show they work. What's the real reason Sky News is off YouTube? Because those ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine studies, they were months ago. They just blocked them now. What's the real reason? Because they don't want Sky News' cameras recording the military doing this. That's why. Come on. Why else have they been taken down? I want you to hear the horror of one Australian broadcaster who is realizing, look, I mean, think about it from their perspective for a minute. Okay, these are American tech companies, which means that from Australia's perspective, this is a cabal of multinational corporations that aren't even Australian that are locking down speech in Australia. Think how terrifying that is. And I want you to hear his reaction to this, realizing America is ending speech, not just here, ending science, ending debate, ending scientific debate, which is key for stopping disease and the flow of disease and getting real and solid information. And I'm going to tell you what they need to do. They need to block our tech companies at the border. They need to treat us as a hostile regime. They need to treat our tech companies as a hostile regime, or the world is going to lose free speech. Listen to his voice. He's horrified, and he should be. This is who we are, and this is what we are exporting to the world. Here's Sky News host Chris Kenny.
And YouTube has banned content from Sky News Australia from this channel for a week. Astonishing, isn't it? Banned. Sky News banned. This is cancel culture writ large, isn't it? This is censorship. This is a gigantic global corporation. YouTube is owned by Google, one of the largest digital giants, worth well over $1 trillion. So this is a foreign-owned multinational giant censoring the news and views that Australians can see. Quite extraordinary. A US company banning Australian media talking to Australians and the rest of the world. Now, YouTube and Google are as woke as you can get. They're based in Silicon Valley. They're caught up in the pro-Democrat, anti-conservative, woke identity politics of the US and globally. Fair enough. They're entitled to any views they want to espouse. But they're not entitled to close down other views. Many at Google and YouTube would hate the way some commentators on this station point out Joe Biden's weaknesses, for instance, or how some of us expose Greta Thunberg's grandstanding, or challenge the economics of the renewable energy push, or point out the hypocrisy of race-based politics or gender wars or identity politics in general. But the so-called transgressions they cite to silence this station, to censor this station, relate to COVID-19. YouTube has claimed there are videos we've posted that deny the disease or push illegitimate treatments and the like. If this wasn't so worrying, it'd be laughable. Deny the disease? We've talked about little else for a full year and a half. Now, you'll know, of course, as a viewer of this program, that this is nonsense. On this show, we've focused intently on the coronavirus pandemic since before it was a pandemic. January 27 last year was the first time I had an epidemiologist on the program to discuss what might be coming our way from China. And we've discussed every development and angle since with politicians, epidemiologists, researchers.
And he goes on. Folks, there's only one answer here, and I think I don't know that our leaders, particularly Republican leaders, are up to dealing with this. Other countries are going to need to begin to start. They're going to have to block our tech companies at the border, and they're going to have to use satellites to launch their own internet. And it's my hope that on other countries' internets, maybe Russia's or Australia's, we will have free speech again. Ron DeSantis of Florida, ironically, when talking about what we should do for Cuba, nailed exactly what needs to happen right now. He is the governor of Florida. He should have been talking about America. We need this as badly as Cuba does.
Some help may be on the way from Florida's governor after internet and social media access was blocked to stop the flow of information during the unrest.
What does the regime do when you start to see these images? They shut down the internet. They don't want the truth to be out. I think we should be able to provide some of that internet service via satellite. We have companies on the space coast that launch these things.
He was talking about Cuba, but I think it's the answer for America. And I think it's the answer for Australia. These companies must be stopped at the border. They must. They are infringing on free speech in the world. And that is really terrifying. And you're watching Sky News deal with it. And it needs to happen now. We don't have time to wait for Donald Trump's lawsuit for censorship to wind its way through the courts and make its way into the courtrooms of Obama-appointed judges. We don't have time for that. It's getting worse every day. And to watch Sky News go down, folks, if they could take Sky News down like this, you know why they're doing? They're gunning for Fox. They're going to get Fox. Folks, the way it works now, most people don't watch CNN. They don't watch Fox. It's very few. I mean, it's like a million people, I think, is their cue at any given time for Fox. That's not a lot. But the way they reach is from their videos on these platforms. The way they reach, even CNN, same thing. That's where their reach is. Nobody sits down in front of a TV like that anymore. And so when you can have a company like this dictating to newsrooms what they will cover, and it is only one company and one billionaire or a couple of them, that is terrifying. And we are exporting that to the world. You're watching this in Australia. Their military is keeping them locked in their neighborhoods. And the one outlet who will honestly cover it is completely locked down, Stalinist style. And we are doing it. Think about that. We, our companies, are doing it. What will they do here? Harvard medical professor and epidemiologist Martin Killdorff, finally allowed to go on Fox News. That's really cool. He's one of those I've been following from the beginning because he's gotten so much of this right, unlike the people they actually put on television. And I want you to hear what he has to say so that you can understand this, because our elites are creating the impression that if everybody did whatever they say all the time, we could just make COVID go away. And if we don't, if COVID doesn't go away, it's the fault of somebody. Somebody who didn't mask, somebody who didn't get a vaccine. That's just not the case. And this is critical because Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, when asked, and this is terrifying, well, what would it take for us to, you know, get out of the mask regime, get out of the lockdowns again if they're imposed? What would it take? She said, oh, we're going to need 100% vaccination rate. And we're going to need low spread of the disease, very low spread. Okay, let me translate. Never. We're never getting out of this. Once they get this back over us, they're never taking it away again. So Dr. Martin Killdorff explains the reality here, folks, and they know this inside the CDC. When they say, well, we got to get this, we got to get that. No, we will always have COVID with us, always. I wanted you to hear him say this.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. This virus can still enter your body, and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death.
Okay, so this is on Fox News this morning. We will always have this. That is not because somebody's unvaccinated. It's not because somebody forgot to wear a mask. Always. Never going away. And you can see this because just look at Lindsey Graham. I mean, vaccinated, two rounds there. What's he got? He's not only got it, he's not only positive, he's sick with it. It's not going anywhere. The vaccine's not going to make it go anywhere. We have to learn to live with this as a society. We must get over this. And this is what he tries to explain. And he says we're actually in the endemic phase of the pandemic, i.e. the end, when we need to let it go.
So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. Mm. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
Thank you. Harvard medical professor, epidemiologist. I just want you to hear him say what I have been saying. That we are at a record low for deaths in this pandemic this month. We should be celebrating. This is it. We're done.
If you look at the data, while cases are up, in terms of COVID mortality, in July, we had the lowest COVID mortality since the beginning of this pandemic in March 2020. So if as an epidemiologist, if we look at the data, things are very good, that we should be very thankful and optimistic about it. Mm. And it's going to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.